The Savior of the World, Volume 1, Book 3, Poem 2. Andrew brings Simon. Together had they drawn the laden net. Together watched the stars on midnight sea. The brothers, Andrew and Simon, fishers both. Andrew contemplative, and Simon bold, firm and unstable, passionate and sweet, chafing and loving his more steadfast brother. Andrew must find him first, his due to hear before all others, the news should change their life. Nor simple Andrew's task. How tell to him, hasty of speech, in judgment all too quick? But Andrew knew his brother, told his tale in fewest words, nor offered evidence, save the sure proof of passionate conviction. We have found Messiah, saith he. Arrested, Simon made no question. Had not the two in many a midnight watch talked of the Christ, how he was due to Israel at this time, and how when he should come, they too should follow? Not unprepared, the brothers. When Simon heard, he let his brother lead him to the Lord, and Jesus looked upon him. In that look, Simon perceived that all in him was known. The restless eagerness that found small vent in fisher's labors. Love that scarce could spend its wealth on home and kin. Nay, Christ saw more. Thou art Simon, son of John, he said. Cephas thy name henceforth. So Peter was he called. The new name given by him who knows to name us all. Repose and strength he recognized in him, men knew as restless, fickle, turned this way and that by his uneasy soul, a very rock of the church Christ saw in him. And Peter? Did his eager heart fly home as doves to their window? He who knows us rules. Always accessible to those who seek, perceiving virtue that none other sees, knowing what processes the years have wrought in each man's nature, what their slumbers still. Small wonder men were drawn with cords of a man to this so winning Lord, aware of each. Three followed him already, fishers all.